Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix. I'm your hostess today, and I'm doing free ascension readings. So if you don't know how to phrase your question so that it has something to do with ascension, I can rephrase it for you. So, but some of you may already know what you want to ask. I see a couple of my longtime callers here on the board. You may say your name if you want. You may say where you're from. I do need to hear you talk a bit so I can tune into your frequency. And I just want to explain real quick for those who haven't heard this before, the Earth has risen, and it has been rising steadily since 1987, and we were supposed to start aligning with our souls, and a lot of people are behind. Some people have been doing what they thought to prepare themselves for this time where we're moving into a much more beautiful and fruitful, abundant time on Earth. It may not look like it, so it has a lot to do with what you focus on. And right now, the most important thing for you to do is focus on your soul and your connection to it, and that's what ascension is. And then you have to take really good care of your body and your mind. You got to watch what you're thinking, what you're focusing on, what you're spending your energy on. And a lot of people are starting their lives all over, and I have started mine over a few times, and I had to start over again this last when COVID-19 hit and the industry I was in completely collapsed. I'm on Maui, and everything I was doing was connected to tourism, and for the better part of the year they cut tourism off, so I've had to move in new directions. I had a refresher on how you do that, and it's a matter of staying one day at a time, if not one moment at a time, and really learning how to tune into your heart and move in a new direction. So it's as though we have this beautiful new world to step into, but we can't take anything from the old world with us. So I'll help you with whatever's got you stuck. And I'm going to go to my first caller. So this is one of my old, from my old show. Aloha. What's taking
on
the internet might be kind of, hi, what can we work on today?
Well, I'm working on, when you were talking about unstuck,
yeah,
from my soul, just the motivation to move forward.
The motivation
don't
to move forward.
Yeah, I'm, I don't want to, go ahead.
No, no, keep going.
No,
I
want to
see
say,
where you're...
I think I'm in a place, I don't know if I want to say stuck, but I know there's
uh-huh.
something different that I need to be doing.
Uh-huh.
And I think I know what it is, but it's getting the push from me to do it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to put it. That's why I always say we have to participate in the process. If we're getting an idea or we feel something nudging us, and if we keep saying no, 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 it won't come in. It's not going to take us over. So yeah, you have to, let me see, that's a perfect thing to work on. I know, and I got this again before, and I was told to remind you, have you ever gotten my book, 144,000 Points of Light?
No. Mm-mm.
You might want to check that out.
Yeah.
It comes as an ebook and a soft cover. As an ebook, it's on all channels. Soft cover, it's on Amazon. People have bought that all over the world. And for somebody like you, the first thing that I got was that a lot of people, I thought of this before the show too, but it's pertinent to your situation, can't even imagine how fabulous their new role on this planet is. And that would apply to you. And that's the first thing that I got as far as stuckage. And I'm feeling it in like your... I'm feeling it in your gut area, your solar plexus. And it has to do with not recognizing your power that comes with your soul, with your soul group, your soul lineage, your life purpose. And so I'll get like the first thing that you need to do, and that's what that is to really embrace your power and your ability to bring change to humanity. And that's one thing that you want to get in touch with. And you can feel there will be like restricting in your solar plexus, like your gut area. And then when you feel the loosening of that as you accept your role. And then also, what is it? There's something in your throat chakra too that I'm picking up on. Not sure what that is. Do you want to tell me? You're saying that you, I guess what I'm getting is to help lead you to the water, you know, and like help you figure out how to resolve those things. So you look for where you're feeling constricted in your body because you're like ready to jump. You must have done a lot of work, whether you know it or not. And it, you know, a lot of times ascension is real gradual. It's like a little bit every day. And you're like ready to jump. But you're jumping into the unknown. And what happens, this is what I'm getting, is that when you take this leap to move into your real higher purpose, you won't really recognize it at first. And it's going to be a matter of just like, give yourself like a week and say, what is my real true Christ? What is my real true higher purpose? And let it start to show up. That's what I'm getting would be a really good exercise for you. Let it start to show up. It'll be what things are going to come your way. If you give yourself a week to let your soul show it to you, and then it's going to be a matter of you embracing it and accepting it. And then do you have any specific questions beyond that? That's what I'm getting from Spirit for you.
Yeah, when you said... Can say,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when you're talking about the throat chakra, there's things that I be writing because I stopped writing for a while. And you're correct on the solar plexus chakra is that power. So I'm supposed to be speaking. I'm supposed to be writing.
Yes.
I haven't. And I haven't.
Right. And then you're going to feel less constriction in your throat. It's whenever something in our lower self is holding back something from our higher self. That's the only thing that causes stress, illness, discomfort, that's the only thing, is if our lower self is getting in the way of our higher self. So you always look at where you're feeling the pressure, discomfort, and say, well, now what does that represent? Perfect. That's fabulous. You nailed it. So do that expressing. Yeah. And then don't judge the expressing as it's coming through. Just do what comes through. Have a really non-judgmental week.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. Okay, darling. Okay. Nice to hear from you. Congratulations on your progress. Aloha.
Thank you. And how do I order your book? What's the name of the book again? Oh,
144,000 Points of Light.
Okay.
And it's listed on the show description in case you forget, and it's on all ebook outlets for $4.99, and it's a soft cover on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, I think. Okay. All righty.
Okay.
It's purple. It's got purple cover with gold wings. Okay. All right. God bless.
Okay. Thank
Aloha.
You.
Okay. I'm going to the 916 area code. It's taking a while. Okay. There we go. Hi. What can we work on today?
Hi. Aloha. This
Aloha.
Is Nancy, and I've called many, many times way in the past. I'm starting my life totally over again. And it started off with my husband. It started off with my husband passing away in April, and then I moved out of state.
Yeah.
I'm on my own, totally don't know a soul. But I guess my question is, you know, what do I need to focus on now to raise my vibration? And you know,
I'm getting that. You'll want to dispose of your previous thoughts, and you might have already, you're probably upon this already, but this is, you'll get confirmation from Spirit this way. Your ideas of what you were going to do, you know, from 60 on, or, you know, I guess post, post husband, post, you know, all that kind of thing.
Right.
Practical worldly things. And that you need to be open to the fact that in the new energy, we're almost like, see what this started happening to me, and I knew it, and I realized, and it's really been happening to me, and sometimes kind of annoying. I try to embrace it, is that we're getting back our youthful energy, and that's coming from the higher energy. And if we don't receive it and act on it, like being spontaneous or just not having the need to know or just letting go of worldly problems and being loose and free like a child, then it'll strike us as anxiety. So,
oh,
so what you want to do is,
I
if
agree.
You're feeling the energy, it's just an interpretation of the lower self. We're getting an increase of energy so that we can start our life over and start it fresh. And the fatigue and the I'm kind of done thing, that's just coming from being done with that world, with the matrix, I call it. And the whole new world is so life-giving, and our life should be as easy as breathing. But we have to let go of a lot of those concepts first. So it, as the new energy is coming into you, it feels like anxiety. And this is, a lot of people should realize this. You're either excited or you're anxious right now, or shut down.
It's
if
both.
You really repress your energy, then you can't get out of bed in the morning. So it's all about your attitude towards the increased energy. And that's why there's a lot of suicides too. It's too much for a lot of people.
No, I welcome. I welcome this energy.
Yeah.
I do, because I feel like I'm an open book, and I am just ready for, you know, the newness. I'm ready for
yes. And you're right in that. That's what's happening. And any discomfort is just our old self not wanting to get out of the way. So we always have to, like I said, look for where's the discomfort. And so, getting back to your particular situation, I would say really embrace that. I'm also getting, as far as something you could leave behind, is a lot of the old-fashioned spiritual concepts that have been taught that you might have, or those people that are hanging on to a lot of that stuff. I don't know how to explain it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I absolutely. I certainly do.
Okay. It's a whole new thing. What people thought spirituality was, see, I live in Maui, and because of my soul age and life purpose, frankly, all my life I've always been about 10 steps ahead, and I can tell you that I've watched that stuff be outdated for a really long time, and I had a guy in my show last week, too. I said, forget everything you've heard and read, and it's time to go within. And so this year has been really big, because I haven't been working for the first time in my life, to spend so much time within that I've gotten so much information about how this new energy works. And so, yeah, I'm glad you're embracing it and just allow life to show you newness every day. And I see that as long as you're open to the spontaneity. And but I'm also getting be discerning, too.
Okay.
You probably know how to do that. As stuff comes, something may look, wow, this is really cool, like new people are going to show up. And but just to be discerning, just always kind of stand back until you get a grip. And your breath connects you with that energy and with your soul and your new path. And then sometimes if we feel like it's moving too fast, then we start to have a tendency to, because you feel that anxiety, because you're like, oh my God, this is, and then we start getting into too much shallow breathing. So we have to make sure we have really steady, really become aware of our breath. And I'm hearing more teachers talk about that, and I'm glad they are, because that's number one. It keeps you in the moment. It keeps you connected to your soul. And like a kid, we can get too excited if it starts to seem really fun, and then we get a little ungrounded. So it's a constant balancing of, you know, staying grounded, connected to the soul. Slow breathing. Keep it going at a pace that you can handle. Okay?
Okay. Well, beautiful advice.
Thank you. And everybody, please click on follow on the show, because I plan on doing more stuff, and then that way you'll get notifications when I set up a show and so on. I'll probably try to get into some more subject matter, and I'm going to make my show longer, and I'm going to be having some guests on. So you definitely want to click on follow. And you can also listen to the show again, any of the shows again on the archives. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, aloha. I'm sorry I say aloha. I'm so used to, I've been in Hawaii for, oh, my internet is slow. Here it goes again. Hang on. I keep my call, but I lose my switchboard connection. Okay, I think it's back on. Okay, all right, 917 area code. Here it goes. It's slow, slow, slow. Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. What can we work on today?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, so, hey, my name is Tim. My name is Tim, calling from New York, and I guess I'm working on bringing some abundance in and different things and trying to tap in further spirit communication with my guides. So I've been doing some grounding meditation, some visualization. I'm trying to pivot, of course, into a higher frequency of away from this 3D fear-based that's been running my life thus far.
Yes.
So I'm working.
Yes.
I was contemplating
and
maybe taking a... Oh, I'm listening.
Okay, we'll finish. Why don't you finish that thought up?
Oh, no. I just saying...
You're thinking of
reading
taking...
books. I was thinking of taking a class, just on a class on furthering my connections to guides, to spirit. I'm open to anything you have to say from spirit.
Yes, perfect. Okay, so I'm, and when you embark on this and spirit's giving me this information, is that the important thing for you to do is learn how to follow your breath into your body. And I think some of the meditations you've had have brought you to that place. So you want to be able to do that everywhere you go, even when you're out in public. And I'm getting that continue to work on wearing this world as a loose garment. So you're like, your main alignment, your main connection is to your soul, no matter where you go, no matter where you are. And we connect to that by following our breath into our body. And like you said, you were doing the grounding, centering. You want to do the grounding and the centering and get really strong before we go out into the world, because there's so many colliding energies. And like you said, fear. Fear is really rampant. Anxiety, uncertainty, confusion, anger, frustration, impatience. It's like the everything is colliding. And then we pick it up, you know, in our neighborhood, people we're connected to through quantum entanglement. So the most important thing we do right now is connect to our soul. And we have to trust that when we're aligned with our soul that we do get the things we need. And it does happen. As soon as we go into fear, we get sucked up into that centrifuge, and we don't want to do that. So stay connected to your breath. And you should, if you're adequately clearing your energy and connecting to your breath, I'm going to lead to the spirit communication in a second. Then you won't feel all that anxiety and fear and all that stuff that's going on in the matrix. So once you have to do that first, because if we try to be intuitive, or if we try to communicate with guides or ascended masters, or, you know, the Galactic Federation of Light, I communicate with them. The problem, you have to be really strong in your vibration, because there's so many energies that will latch on in the energy fields in the astral planes, unless you're really good at grounding and centering. So I just wanted to caution you that your guides, we perceive a world that is inside out, upside down, and backwards. So if we perceive our guides on the outside of us, then we will pick up outer energies. And I know a lot of people that do that, and you don't want to do that. So you want to go within first, and you'll almost, if you get to the point where when you're going within, you not only feel your soul, but you should feel other benevolent energies with you. Have you gotten to the point where you felt that, like where you I get there and I have a big white Christ in front of me, and I actually get a white pulsating light when I close my eyes. That's when you're connecting in the inner worlds to the right energies, the ones that you, your soul wants you to be connected to.
I haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah, so you want to stay with it.
I'm trying to get a little energy process down first.
Yeah, and that's what it is it's just your breath. It's not, you know, and I talk about the old spiritual practices, that's one of them. The way we viewed meditation was a little too serious. I live my life in a constant meditative state. I can do everything in a state of, that's where you lower your brain cycles and you are only connected to your soul. Meditation really is the absence of brain cycles, because the brain brings in only your past. Meditation should take you to a place where you're only sensing the present moment and you're being brought into the next one. So if there's any chatter, it takes a while for people to learn how to do this, but you are right. This is number one for you. On my, I have a free book. If you go to Smashwords, it's also on, actually it's how to give and receive an intuitive reading. And at the end of it is bonus material, how to meditate. And I recommend that people check that out. It's a free ebook.
Okay.
How to give and so if you go to I think it's on all outlets. How to give and receive an intuitive reading by Alana Kay. Sometimes you have to plug in the name of the book and my name, and it's on Amazon, Sony, Barnes and Noble, everything, Kobo, Apple. And at the end of it, it's very short. At the end of it is how to meditate. You can also go to my website, alana@alanak.com, and go to meditations and podcasts. And there's a couple really useful meditations on there that are a different way of kind of approaching meditation than kind of what you've heard from other people. And you don't have to sit in any special position, none of that kind of thing. It's about really being loving towards yourself, getting aligned with your instinctive center, having low brain cycles, and then being innocent like a child. That is what meditation is. And it's not a place we go for 15 minutes and then we'll go back into the world. That's where we need to live from in the fifth dimension. That's the space in which. And you might also want to check out The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, because he describes what it is to be in that. And Esther Hicks, and I have one book called Living in the Vortex. That's $2.99 as an ebook. And Esther Hicks talks about the vortex. That's all about living in a meditative state. So those are all useful things. I know I did a lot of talking, but a lot of people probably need to hear that. You'll get it, but that's number one. And then when you start to feel an energy welling up in you from your instinctive center, and like you'll be in a situation, the voice will come to you when you start to tune to your higher self and to any energies that are with you. It'll sound like your own voice coming from within. It won't be a voice coming from the outside. Okay, if you do it right, that's how it should be. All righty. Thanks for calling. I know I did a lot of talking
on
that one.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Good luck with everything. God bless. Okay, cool. I like how everybody's call seems to have information that everybody can use. Since I resumed my show this year, it's just been fabulous that way. I really appreciate everybody who calls in. So I got the 706 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi. That is so true. Your comment you just made. Definitely everybody's reading has really helped, especially the first two.
Uh-huh.
So
I will go
a little bit more deep to complement this process of the new me and the next me. Is it time for me to change residence? I know but is it time right now at this moment?
Let me see.
Or am I to
I'm
wait?
Getting,
I don't want to do anything prematurely.
Yeah, I'm getting no. The feeling that you're feeling for change is change in your, just within you. And I'm getting, look, just be real patient about that decision, and then stay in that space of where you're connected, and then let that be a part of your flow. Like all the cosmic tumblers will come together to make it really effortless. And then you'll start to see all the pieces come together when it's time to go.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense? Does it resonate? Do you have any questions about that?
It does, but at the same time, where I am, I feel very spiritually oppressed. But
yeah, I know what you mean. I totally know what you mean. And I know a lot of people in that situation, and that includes myself. You know,
not my own space. Yeah.
Right. Right. So I know it sounds, what happens is we're in a, I've had to ask this a lot of times with myself, and recently I said, why did I, being who I know I am, why did I choose the family I had? And I never wanted to accept the answer, I think, and I accepted it the other day, that very often we're surrounded by something that's so contrary to our soul, and the reason for it is, and this will verify what I was getting from Spirit for you, the reason for having contrary energies around us, and our soul places us in that situation. If we remove ourselves from that, because our soul wants us to do why, fulfill the purpose of being in that circumstance, it'll just put you back into that circumstance again, unbeknownst to you. Like, let's say you lay down some money to buy a house, you'll find yourself in the same
surely,
situation.
Because I could do it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
With ease,
yeah.
I didn't want to do it
right.
Prematurely.
You want to. So what happens is when your soul says, okay, we're good, we're done, you can move on, then it's going to, oh, this is perfect. Oh, I really need to, this is good, this is good. Thanks. Because what happens is, you stay connecting and keep building that connection to your soul. It's a building. It's almost like going to, it is, it's like going to the gym. Keep doing the breathing, clearing, connecting. And you have to spend time enjoying that space. Like for me, I just, got a Native American flute. And for me to kick aside responsibilities and just play the flute, but that's how I build my, and lately I have so many people just saying something about joy with the, oh, thank you for bringing all your joy and happiness, because I feel so happy that I'm expressing and I'm feeling and enjoying that inner space. So you keep doing that, and that's how you build it. And then what will happen is in the new energy, as contrary to the old energy, the pieces just come together. So, right. If you did it now, you just get the same thing. You just keep rising, keep connecting, keep deepening. And then when the pieces start to come together, like, you know, there's many pieces that come together when you make a move. You got the money, you got the place, you got the, you know, whatever, all the logistics. They start to come together, then you'll know it's time and just follow that. You know, just flow it, you know, follow the flow on that. I think you understand what I'm saying. And I'm really proud of your progress. Yeah, that's great. I love the question. So, yeah, keep us posted. Let us know how everything goes. It took a while for me. I spent the better part of the year connecting more with my soul, getting more in the moment. And then things started to happen and just pop. And, you know, that's why I always say that's when things just show up. Because you have really gotten a stronghold on that energy, and then it'll just come together, and then things move in a much better direction with much more ease. Okay, well, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Follow. Oh, you're welcome. Aloha. And I can grab this one real quick. I have a Skype call. I have a little bit of time I can spend on this. Hi.
I had a similar question to one of the other callers. I was wondering how you may suggest I bring more abundance to my life.
Okay, let me tune into your individual situation. Very often, I can only hear it on my end, but towards the end of the show, they're constantly giving me timing reminders. Your show ends and it disrupts me. Okay, I think they're done with their reminders. I can go a little past the end of the show. I have about 5 minutes or so. So let me tune into your situation. Okay, let me see. The first thing I saw is that mentally, when you look out at the world thing, how you picture yourself in the world, you're kind of looking where you fit in. That's the first thing that I saw. And looking like, what direction do I go, or what should I do for more abundance? And then I'm going to look at the inner space. On your inner space, what I see is earth angel energy, for one. That's like the first way I'm perceiving it, and that's the first way I'm receiving it. What are these pathways? This is kind of a tough one. You might have to help me a little bit. So what I'm seeing is that you need a more gentle path to get on, because it's as though that the ways you're picturing or thinking perhaps are closed to you. And what I think would be a good exercise for you, so we can get accustomed to getting these answers for ourselves, and that's what I'm getting as a suggestion for you, is you ask your higher self, really empower yourself. The world will am I correct when I get that you're pretty innocent and sweet, and the world has a tendency to kind of kick you around?
Yes.
Yeah, so... What you got to work on now? I'm sorry, I laughed. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did. I guess because it was so raw. Ask spirit to guide you into what are the best ways for you to. I'm getting that you can almost get like a free ride in life. That's what I figured out about myself too. The more I let myself just let the universe take care of me, the more I get. The harder I work, the more I get shoved back under my, under a rock. You need to receive that and let spirit really, you need to get the protection of your angels around you for a while until you get a better hold of the pathways that work the best for you. You definitely need to be in a gentle environment, and the energies are so crazy right now. Let spirit help you and guide you and surround you. I'm really getting you just, do you know how to do that?
No, I was just going to ask you that.
Okay. first of all, you have to, what I'm getting from the energies that want to hold you and surround you and protect you is that they're there already. So it's a matter of keep yourself moving in that direction. Yeah, I'm getting that they're right there. You have angels with you surrounding you. Don't let the world, make sure that you don't get in the mental and let it distract you or define you. It's too harsh, and you don't have to accept that. You don't have to be involved in that. And your angels are surrounding you and holding you and loving you and protecting you. And they're going to guide you to your next best step in life. Let's put it that way. Those are the words I was getting from Spirit. Your next best step. Let your angels guide you. You definitely have to be in the protection of angels until you start to feel that as it's not being wimpy. See, you're the strong one, even though we get chewed up and spit out by the harsher, more aggressive people and energies, that doesn't mean that we're the weak ones. It means we're the strong ones, and that's why the stuff comes our way. So, yeah, just get stronger in that connection and acknowledging that that's the best thing for you, and let your angels lead you one step at a time, one day at a time. And let them lead you to the next best step, and try work on feeling their love and protection around you. Okay?
Okay.
And that'll help you with the abundance. Otherwise, your energy is always just being, depleted. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Okay. People can learn from that one, too. A lot of people, man, this is fabulous. That's why I'm doing the show. I mean, it helps. I thank the people who are brave enough to call in. because you're really helping other people. There's so much we need to know now, and it helps people get through this time period, and it makes my time very effective to be doing it on the internet, because a lot of people can hear it and people can listen to the archives on Blog Talk, which is great. So that's it for now. Tune in next Sunday and let us know how you're doing. And tell your friends and click on follow, please, and check out my books when you get a chance. Aloha.